You're listening to SBS News.
Ellie El-Khoury Antonius hasn't let his cerebral palsy hold him back in life.
It's been interesting, but I think it's been a pretty successful journey. I've overcome a lot of challenges through a lot of hard work and good networking with people and having a good support network and a desire to achieve something despite having a disability. So
his work as a public policy officer keeps him across changes in the disability sector. None has been more important than the Disability Royal Commission.
Obviously, as a person with a disability, a lot of what I've heard has been quite confronting, but I think the Disability Royal Commission has been a great thing because it's allowed for all these issues to come to light and to sort of raise the voices of people with disability and have their experiences heard and their voices heard. And that will all help in promoting meaningful change for people with disability in Australia.
Issues of abuse, violence and neglect are continuing to be uncovered throughout the inquiry. Disability Royal Commission Chair Ronald Sackville is set to write to the Prime Minister Scott Morrison seeking an extension of more than a year. That will push out the length of the inquiry to over 4 years, until September 2023. Mr. Sackville says the Commission needs more time to explore the sheer extent of mistreatment.
The terms of reference are extraordinarily broad, much broader than any Royal Commission appointed in this country since well before the turn of the 21st century. That means that the Royal Commission is not a sprint, it's a marathon. There are no quick fixes for the endemic and deep-rooted issues we have identified and explored, and which we will continue to identify and explore.
It comes as the inquiry's interim report was handed to the Governor-General and tabled in Federal Parliament. No recommendations have been made, but it's highlighted the first 15 months of the Commission's work. The 560-page document found that people with disability face daily barriers of segregation and exclusion and negative attitudes towards disability. 1,600 submissions and weeks of public hearings has heard tragic accounts of inhumane treatment of people with disability, with many found to have been restrained physically and chemically in schools and group homes. Many people with a disability also said they felt forgotten during the pandemic, after it was revealed the federal government's emergency response made no mention of them. Mr. Sackville says the report also highlighted the double discrimination faced by Indigenous Australians due to their cultural background and their disability. The issue is set to be further examined at the inquiry's next hearing in November.
First Nations people with disability are disproportionately subjected to violence and abuse compared to First Nations people without disability. The segregation and exclusion faced by people with disability, for example, in group homes, schools, workplaces and elsewhere, are especially acute for First Nations people with disability who often experience acute social exclusion from the broader community.
Mel Harrison from People with a Disability Australia says the advocacy group supports the idea of an extension.
There's that hope that more people with disability will be able to come forward to either provide a written submission or attend public sessions to talk about their stories and disclose what's happened to them and be heard, because often people with disability aren't heard.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.